the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, July the 10th through Sunday, July the 12th. I'm Philip Grant. Thomas Kaplan reported in the New York Times that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has suspended the portion of the SAFE Act gun control legislation that would have required background checks on ammunition sales. The memorandum of understanding signed by the administration on Friday, July the 10th, cited, and I quote, a lack of adequate technology, end quote, available to establish a workable database needed to make background checks possible. Senator James L. Seward, Republican from Otsego County, said, and I quote, this is a clear victory for Second Amendment rights in New York, end quote. Cuomo's decision was not publicized. It was the result of a deal between the governor's office and the state Senate Republican majority. The Senate's Democratic minority and Speaker of the State Assembly condemned the move. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Town Board voted last week to deny a hardship waiver of the moratorium that prevents construction on property along the town's unpaved roads. The waiver had been requested by Adam Sloan for his tennis camp project. Sloan is seeking a special use permit to build 5 to 6 tennis courts on his property on Thomas Road. He planned to host a not-for-profit tennis camp at that location for 6 weeks every summer. Sloan has received considerable resistance to the plan from neighbors and other Chatham residents. The Associated Press is reporting that the New York State Police will increase its patrols in construction zones along the New York State Thruway for a 5-day period beginning Monday, July the 13th. Operation Work Break is an effort to crack down on speeding motorists and aggressive driving in and around construction zones. During the annual campaign last year, more than 2,500 tickets were issued. More than half of them were for speed-related violations in and around active work zones. Arthur Cusano is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors last week approved Columbia Green Community College's $17.6 million budget for the 2015-2016 school year. The budget includes a 3% tuition increase, which amounts to an additional $60 per semester for each student. The increase was necessary due to the declining enrollment at the two-year school located in Greenport, according to the college president, James Campion. Combined, Columbia and Greene counties will pay $5.19 million to fund the school next year, up from $5.09 million for the 2014-15 school year. The enrollment in the 12 school districts located in the two counties is in decline, and there is an increasingly smaller pool of students to draw from, Campion said. He said the college is actively looking for ways to draw new students. He said the school's nursing and automotive programs bring in out-of-county students from nearby municipalities such as Red Hook and Saugerties. The budget will be presented to the Greene County Legislature in August. Finally, Melanie Lekasevic is reporting in the Greene County News that the Athens Town Council has a new member. Tony Plotch was sworn in last week to fill the vacant seat of his wife, April Plotch. April died unexpectedly earlier this year. Tony will serve through the November election. The Athens Republican Caucus 2 weeks ago endorsed Tony to fill out the remaining 2 years of his wife's 4-year term. During her time on the council, Amy was an advocate for property owners' rights, economic development, and she supported Athens as a right-to-farm community. Now let's take a look at this week's weather. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting isolated showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 87 degrees. On Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. The chance of precipitation tonight is 20%. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Tuesday, isolated showers between 7 a.m. and noon, then scattered showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly cloudy with a low around 83 degrees. Tuesday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. On Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, with a high near 84 degrees. Wednesday night, scattered showers before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 61. And on Thursday, mostly sunny, with a high near 82 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 5:30 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:31 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 1 minute of daylight, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review. For today, Monday, the 13th day of July, 2015, from the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.